From provocative critic of U.S. policy to potential shaper of U.S. policy, Samantha Power is a journalist whose step from reporter to government is not simply as a spokesperson for someone.
The question of what the United Nations can accomplish for the world and for the United States remains a pressing one. I have seen UN aid workers enduring shell fire to deliver food to the people of Sudan. Yet I've also seen UN peacekeepers fail to protect the people of Bosnia. As the most powerful and inspiring country on this earth, we have a critical role to play in insisting that the institution meet the necessities of our time. It can do so only with American leadership.
That's Samantha Power, President Obama's nominee to replace Susan Rice as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And like Strobe Talbott, once at Time magazine, who became Deputy Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, Samantha Power is now in a position to confront the sources of genocide, the dictators and deniers she has so often written about. How does an advocate like Power push for change in a bureaucracy like the United Nations? Joining us is Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO. Kurt, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good morning.
What do you think Power's chances are of having an influence? And do you think she reflects a broad view within the administration, or is she just the token anti-genocide activist here?
Well, I think that really is the key question. What we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years in foreign policy is a retrenchment of the United States from direct involvement in international crises. We've pulled out of Iraq completely. We're on our way out of Afghanistan. In Libya, we did help with the NATO operation, but then didn't do a follow-on operation there and pulled out as quickly as possible. We're standing clear of Syria, which is the glaring issue of mass murder by a government in the world today. So what she's talking about would be a change in policy, would be a much more activist role for the United States, and as she just said in that clip you played, a more assertive U.S. leadership role. It remains to be seen whether this is a shift now in the U.S. approach to some of these issues or whether, in fact, it's going to be the same policy but with some different people at the helm.
That's Kurt Volker, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, talking about the ascension of Samantha Power, once a very powerful journalist who was a critique of the United Nations and a critique of other state players in the issue of genocide in much of her journalistic work. Now President Obama's nominee to replace Susan Rice as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. What's her track record in dealing within the administration? She was part of the nexus of power, Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice and Samantha Power, who got the U.S. to intervene in Libya.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting case. I mean, it was clear at the time that there were a lot of people, her among them, Samantha Power among them, arguing for U.S. Support for the opposition in Libya, intervening to protect them from Gaddafi's forces. The way that played out, however, is very instructive. So there were still talks ongoing about whether or not to intervene when the French saw that Gaddafi's forces were moving toward Benghazi and decided they had to go now, and they kind of dragged the rest of us with them. The U.S. took part in the offensive operations for about 10 days and then announced that we were pulling our aircraft out of that we were no longer going to play a leading combat role. This came as quite a surprise to the British and the French. We did stay in the operation to help with command and control, with intelligence, with air-to-air refueling. But remember, it was in this context that we first heard the phrase leading from behind. As soon as Gaddafi was toppled, NATO ended the operation. It's the first time that NATO's done that. If you think about Bosnia or Kosovo or Afghanistan, NATO has always done follow-on operations to help the authorities there gain control of security in their own environment, to gather weapons. And we didn't do that in Libya.
Right. Well, the question is, will Samantha Power be leading from behind or really part of the leadership consensus within the Obama administration? Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.